In this day of credit cards, mortgages, and installment buying, very few people are entirely debt-free. And Paul says no Christian ever is. Now, it's not that the apostle encourages us not to pay our debts, just the opposite. But, says Paul, there's one debt that still remains, no matter how many times you make payment, and that debt is not owed to some government or company, but to your neighbor. Here's what the apostle says in Romans 13:8. Let no debt remain outstanding, except the continuing debt to love one another. Clearly, the love spoken of here is not merely some emotion or strong feeling, but an attitude of understanding that acts with purpose to do what's right and good and needed. The same kind of love that moved Jesus Christ to pay your greatest debt when he laid down his life to settle your account with God.